LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, it is here. Here we go. Let's build that energy. Reverend James, hit the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us, only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkContra.com, located in Western North Carolina, and this week we welcome our special guest, Mama Cole of Druzy Tavern Crystals and Metaphysical, Miss Beth of Solar Moon Sisters, and JD of Hoodoo House Detroit joining us for Reading Palooza number 4. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkContra.com in North Carolina, and our guests, Miss Elizabeth, Mama Cole, and JD. Make sure you're logged into Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James, and welcome one and all to the Monday night phenomenon that is Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. So thrilled to have so many wonderful readers joining us tonight. But first, quick announcement. As I said, it is Monday. What does that mean? Magic Mondays on the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page. Take a few moments, jump on over to Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page, find the Magic Mondays post, and drop a comment on there for your chance to win a free 15-minute reading. That's a $60 value. 15-minute reading with the Hoodoo Psychic of your choice. So many fantastic readers out there on the Hoodoo Psychics Network, all ready to help you. So don't miss out on your chance for this week's win. Hoodoo Psychics, Magic Mondays, on Facebook. Be there. Alrighty. So thrilled for tonight. You know, the Reading Palooza has gotten to be such a real event for Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. I really come to look forward to it. And, you know, we do this once a quarter and almost gasp, let the second quarter run out before we got it booked in. Last minute, under the radar, through the finish line, we got it here for you, folks. So many great things going on. You know, Folk Conjure and Folk Faith Ministries Reverend James and myself really working to get a lot of new stuff out there for you. So if you haven't had a chance, definitely take a moment, drop on to our Facebook pages, drop us a like. That's at Folk Conjure and at Folk Faith Ministries. You'll be the first ones to see all the new fun stuff that's rolling out. We also have an Etsy store that will be hosting some of our new products and such as well. But let's jump through the line and take a moment now to say hi to everyone that's joining us tonight. And first off, I would be remiss if I did not hand it over to my right-hand man, the husband, my best friend, and a fantastic reader, Reverend James. How are things, Reverend James?
Things are great. I have, you've kind of just, told everybody kind of the blanket of what we're doing. I was grabbing links, but I'll get back to that in just a moment for everybody. I am, as always, sitting in the kitchen on our Mac computer, and I'm sitting next to two large 2.5 liter and 4.5 liter fermentation vessels that we have started. I'm learning to make pao tai, which is a fermented vegetable dish. It includes like Sichuan peppercorns and no vinegar, just the salt brine. And smells really good. We had the first batch come pretty much ready the other day, and we tried it out, and Art really liked everything that's in it. I wasn't too sold on it, but that's because we were having a different dish with some Chinese five spice on some steak, and I wasn't really picking up on that vibe. And the anise flavor from the five spice was kind of pulling the whole meal down for me. But the pao tai with rice was really, really good. It is a higher salt percentage in the brine, so that's a little strange for me too. It's severely salty, but that kind of is why it goes well with unseasoned white rice. Pretty much what I've been up to and what I'm my atmosphere right now, because that's what I smell every time the jar bursts. It's a water seal frost. So we have two large water seal frosts.
Y'all, I do have to jump in real quick and say, if you're a fan of fermented foods, these crocs are the real deal. Could not wait to dive into them, and now I can't wait to see what else we can figure out to put into them. Absolutely fantastic. It was like, Reverend James chopping up vegetables almost nightly for about the last week. It's like watching the Swedish chef cook, just utensils and stuff fly in. But you know what? It came out fantastic. So hats off to Reverend James. And joining us once again from the wonderful state of Ohio, let's welcome back Miss Beth. How are things going with you since last time we talked?
Hello, hello. I am glad to be back. Things have just kept on plowing forward, ready or not. So I have been pretty busy with planning events and moving locations and just doing all the things, both in my personal and professional life. So it has been nonstop.
Do apologize. I kind of had myself on mute.
I was about to say, did we lose Reverend Art?
No, for those unfamiliar with Solar Moon Sisters, definitely Beth and the team, the community that she is developing there in Western Ohio, it's really a group that you want to get involved with. She's all over town, bringing joy and cheer everywhere she goes. I've
got my Santa Claus.
you know, I've known her for several years now, and really I've been so impressed with, you know, what's been getting built in that region, really drawing attention to the metaphysical community. You're out there, you're active. It really is an inspiration. So absolutely thrilled to have you join us tonight. And joining us, one of our favorite friends from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, a tremendous root worker, a fantastic reader, and, you know, Fingers of Fury lightning fast on the Lucky Mojo forum. Welcome back, JD. How are things going for you?
Hotter than Hades up here. We're in the middle of the heat wave, but I have my plants. On the other hand, I have a huge garden going this year, doing a lot of herbs, herb crafting, and they're growing like tumbleweed right now because it's so fast. So with the sun and the rain we keep getting every day, so I have a lot of herbs. So it's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to a fun show.
Yeah, and JD, you joined us for a previous Reading Palooza when we also had the lovely Miss Elle Duvall joining us, who, you know, she is in the process of upgrading so many aspects of the world of Elle. So want to send a little bit of love out her way today. But, you know, you really are an anchor for AIR and, you know, on the Lucky Mojo forum and for us here with Mystics and Mages. So thrilled to have you back. And for those of you listening, if you are not in the chat, we do have a live chat going on right now through Blog Talk Radio. Follow all the links to check out JD's sites, Miss Beth's sites, and Mama Cole's site, who she will be joining us. She ran into a little bit of a problem. She'll be joining us here shortly. So I think let's maximize out the time that we have for readings today and take a few moments to pause for some messages from our sponsors, and then we're going to jump right into Reading Palooza 4. Hit it, Reverend James.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Now for some quick announcements about those upcoming shows on the LMC Radio Network. Tuesday, June 25th on the Crystal Silence League in syndication with John St. Germain will be The Spiritual Church, Leafy Anderson, and Black Hawk Part 3. And Tuesday, June 25th on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron in syndication with Miss Elvira and Phoenix LeFay will be the topic of healing magic. And Wednesday, June 26th on The Now You Know Show in syndication with Professor Porterfield will be the topic of The Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve Root. And Thursday, June 27th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Miss Elvira and Deb Voith will be stoking the fires of our manifestation. And next Sunday, June 30th on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Miss Cat and Conjurman will be a rebroadcast of one of our favorite episodes. And then they will be back live on July 7th with an Oracle Hour featuring Stuart Palm on psychometry and remote viewing. Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. and by the Crystal Silence League, free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. I apologize for the mix-up. There was a random shooting going on outside because we live in the country, and it startled me. But thank you to all of our sponsors, and back to you, Reverend Art.
Thank you, Reverend James. And we are joined by Mama Cole, who was able to get in here. We had a little bit of a technical thing going on in the back end. But how are things going with you, Mama Cole?
Wonderful as ever. I'm glad to be here and part of this wonderful panel y'all put together tonight. It's We've been over on TikTok for the most part lately. I know some of you follow me on Facebook, but we have been kind of spreading out, I guess, a little bit, taking up some more
spread
space
those
on the internet. Yeah. But it's been all good.
Yeah, I for those that know me. You know that Reverend Art is not technically savvy, and I have not ventured very far into the world of TikTok myself just yet. But if you follow the Druzy Tavern, definitely jump on over on TikTok, follow her there, and get your hands on some damn fine crystals. A lot of great stuff that she does her with the live shows. As I sit here out at my desk, looking around, I'd have to say probably a good 80% crystals that are surrounding me all have come from the Druzy Tavern.
We like finding them good homes, yes.
And I like adopting them. All right. Well, we are going to jump right into it for today. And we're actually going to start with a write-in client that sent us a message through social medias, and this is coming from Balkan Diviner. So, I would like a reading on my love and social life for the last 6 months of this year. I've been in a loving, long-distance relationship, but we've both realized that there's a need for intimacy and physical contact. Therefore, there are no strings attached anymore. I would like to know if I will find someone to whom I can connect and enjoy spending time with, either as a friend or still better, love prospect that would be close to me on a spatial level. And to start us off, why don't you take it, JD?
Sounds good. And it's funny that you said that, because I was writing an intro to him in the chat.
We love Balkan Diviner.
We do. He's a long-term member of the community. So he's overseas over there, if you know the connection to the song. So first what I did, I wanted to see what is in store for him. And I used my bone dice and I did a three toss reading. And he pulled 16. And what that is, and this is the British system, that he will be taking a trip that will bring him happiness. And then I pulled three cards from my tarot deck, and they reaffirm kind of the feeling that I got. So even though I know he is looking for someone closer, I still believe that there is going to be a slight distance between this next person he dates, but that there's going to be more intimacy with this. And to explain that, I pulled the Two of Cups for the first card. This is a minor love card. So this is a nice card, especially when you're looking for new initiative love. It's two people passing cups with this winged line over them. Cups representing, you know, sharing their emotions and their passions. The second card that I pulled, that is why I believe with the roll of the dice, is the Chariot. And in the Chariot is a card of travel. This is a person who's sitting in a chariot. There's you know, there's two horses, or depending on the deck you're using, they're the sphinxes, and that he wears the zodiac sign on him, and he's going somewhere. And the reason I know he's going somewhere is because the next card next to it is the World. So I believe, yes, that in the next 6 months you will find love, and it will, you will have a more intimate relationship, but I still believe it's going to be further than, say, your town, that there is going to be some form of distance that is going to be between you, but it's going to be better than what you were experiencing. From seeing the Chariot and the World and the roll of the dice, I believe that you're probably going to meet this person somewhere where they'll, like, go and meet them for a trip or a connection together where you'll have a much deeper intimate connection. Who is next, Reverend Art?
Reverend Art, are you there? Reverend Art will master the mute button sometime.
Oh, Lord.
In his lifetime. Let's jump on over to Miss Beth.
Art, don't make promises you can't keep, okay? It's okay if you're not friends with that mute button. All right, so I broke it down by each month, starting in July, and I kind of broke it down in two different ways because I see that there's still a little bit of healing that has to be done in order to really welcome this in. Without kind of focusing on that healing time, what we're seeing is kind of quickly jumping from person to person interest-wise, really kind of almost speed dating in August, but not being able to really let go that you're not feeling the connection you had. And so we need to heal that first and let that go. After that is done, we're coming up with the Six of Wands, which is all of this beautiful success, but it has been delayed at this point. And then we're still ending the year not quite feeling that fulfillment and spark that we were looking for. So if we jump into doing that work right away and being ready to release comparison and things like that, we jump straight in with the Queen of Coins. So this is someone who is going to nurture you and offer you the resources that you were looking for. They're going to be that person who is going to make you feel, you know, held and intimate and like there's that love there. But then as it moves through, this person is more about teaching you a lesson than some lifelong partner. So there's going to be some fluctuation there. You're going to spend August kind of deciding how you really feel, what you really want. And then by November, we have the Fool. Keep in mind with the Fool coming in November, we do have the Emperor reverse in December. So that's looking like we may not get it right on that first try, but give yourself grace. Trying anything again or for the first time is always going to feel a little bit like just taking the training wheels off.
Some wonderful advice right there. Just, you know, that
I just want to say that I'm trying to write everybody's things down as we're getting it. So if you're in the chat with us tonight, guys that are reading, and you see any mistakes I make, just put an asterisk and then, okay, fantastic.
We're all friends. You know, we have each other's back. All right. Well, that being said, how about you, Reverend James? What do you see for Balkan Diviner?
Well, I'm going to have to give me just a moment because I was typing. So I'm going to flip through my Lenormand deck here. And I've come up against the card that would represent Balkan Diviner. And so I'm going to stop there for a moment. And we're looking at something coming up within the next 6 months about a removal of some of like the money that's coming in. So I don't know like how you get your money, but that's going to be something that's going to be, I believe we were talking about this in a previous episode. that you were looking for a job. So you may get something and then lose something. So just be wary of that. That's probably going to take a lot more of your focus. So I see that job is going to be a little bit more of at the forefront of your mind right now. I'm going to keep going until we see something for what's going on in the love life. So we're going to be looking for the heart now. And we're still flipping. There's quite a few cards and a Letterman deck. So we're looking. We're getting close to the end of the deck. Here's the ring. That's a good card because that shows them. They'll tell us what kind of commitments are being created, what kind of relationships are being created. And it does seem that I think I would have to agree with Beth that there's going to be somebody that comes into your life and then leaves because it's going to be something that's going to teach you something. Because we have the snake card and we have the book. So the snake isn't always necessarily a bad card, but it kind of, you know, somebody that comes in and then comes out. And with the book is some kind of lesson that we're learning, some kind of knowledge that we're gaining. Here's the heart. So we have the heart card. So in the heart card here, there is a gentleman on the other side of that lesson that is more of a long-term partner that I do see coming in the 6 months, probably more towards the end of it. So that's what I see.
Fantastic. And let's round out the series with Mama Cole.
Hello, hello. So I did kind of I'm using my Gypsy Witch deck, and I also threw a couple of cards from the Magical Botanical Oracle. But I did a funnels type reading. It's basically taking us into. So I believe you said there was. I'm seeing a new beginning, an ending, and a new beginning as we're going into that time. So I'm guessing that was a recent breakup. Since we're asking about the love life, I can't see the chat, so I can't refer back to the question. But I do see, you know, in the coming months, we're going to, your heart's really going to be on fire. Like you're going to, I think Beth kind of hit it on that. You're going to be kind of bouncing around and, kind of like a bee trying all of the flowers, you know, because I did get that heart and with the fire right behind it. Thing is that you're going to be more in a headspace as well through that. So as we're coming up to the mouth of that funnel, I'm seeing a need to, through what you learn bouncing around and tasting those flowers and doing that thing, you're going to need some alone time by the end of it. You're going to need to break some illusions and kind of show up for yourself. And that's going to be key because I do see very much someone coming in, someone who will fight for you, someone who is loyal, and someone who will really, you know, sing your praises when you won't. As far as the Magical Botanical deck, and I'm sorry, the cards that I got there was, we see the lion come out, the dog, and the rewards. So, and likely, I'm seeing kind of a lightish brown, almost like I can see sunlight glinting off of it. It's not a blonde, but it's a light brown color hair, and possibly a little younger than you. What I see as far as you go and what you can do to help this this process along, I pulled a lavender in reverse and the moonflower from that Magical Botanical deck. Lavender in reverse is saying that you're being too reserved, too calm on the surface. You're not, it's almost like it's coming back to that illusion. You know, you're seeing things as you want them to be instead of how they truly are. So you kind of want to take a moment and see that situation as it truly is before you approach the work in front of you as realistically as possible. Now, the Moonflower talks about finding your own power, and that's why I say, you know, you need to kind of a little introspective time, a little get to know me and pamper me and I love me kind of time. You do have partners that are around you, but you are very much going to do this in your own time, and you need to figure out what your way is before moving into an our way situation. Right. The affirmation for that one is, I open in my own time, in my own way. And that's what I got.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Mama Cole. And, you know, I'm going to jump in myself here. I did take a few moments and pulled a few cards of my own for you here, Balkan Diviner, starting off with the Three of Cups in reverse, which, you know, I got the Three of Cups in reverse, I got the Seven of Swords in reverse, and then I got the Three of Pentacles in reverse, which, putting this all together, it really does bolster and kind of speak to a little bit of what we've already heard so far tonight with, you know, there is something that needs to be learned. There's something that definitely needs to be rationalized, internalized, worked through, and worked past. And while you may be in a position right now to be kind of considering, hey, you know, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready for the next step. I'm ready for, you know, X, Y, and Z. You may not be as ready as you think. And it might be in a very well worth moment to take some time and meditate on this. Take some time to think about this and really formulate what it is that you want and put that out there to the universe. You know, spend your time wisely, spend your emotions wisely, spend your love wisely, and you will come to that point of having that special someone that you are yearning for into your life. And that is what I saw here. So now, a lot of great readings already. We're off and running like you wouldn't believe. And if I can get my computer running just as... I think I'm going to turn it back over to JD.
Yeah, thanks, Revenar. But and I did want to throw out there for him, because I know he also practices root work, that the advice coming out from everyone that he might want to do a full cut and clear spell that helps remove the negativities of his prior love, but opens up for what he wants to keep that he desired from this person. And that spell removes those cords, those connections, those feelings. The second thing I would suggest that he does is baptize two lodestones, one for himself and one for what he desires in a man, and separate them about a 7-day difference. Prepare 7 candles with lavender love drops and attraction oil, and make a heart or a circle around them in a love sachet and attraction sachet with love herbs. And each day for 7 days, feed them magnetic sand until they're touching, and then take the stones and wrap them in the petition paper, wrap it in with the sachet powder and herbs, and put that into a mojo bag that he'll then carry on him as he goes out into the world and looks to find this new love that he seeks.
You know, this is perfect timing, JD. At last year's Hoodoo Heritage Festival was part of the Our Favorite Love Spells panel. A lot of great information that he has. Thanks for sharing that, JD. That's awesome. All right. So we are going to go to our first call-in participant for the evening. Let me go ahead and bring her in live. This is Tina from Colorado. Hi, Tina. Are you still with us?
Hi. Yes, sir.
Hi, Tina. Well, yes, you are live on the air with the team. What is your situation? What would you like a reading on tonight?
Yes, I find y'all amazing, interesting, and you must have a beautiful life, so I'm really happy for y'all. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. So I had a very nice friend that was very helpful to me, extremely helpful, and there was a misunderstanding. And I'd like to see y'all professionals, and I know you're gonna nail it. My gut's telling me. I am not sure if this is supposed to be because I'm not sure if he at this moment, of course, if he is right now at this moment where he's at, that he's breaking away, that he's ending something with someone. And I don't know if y'all see him coming down the future, like, did he be my friend again? I mean, I think we are, but I think we just had a miscommunication. Were a reconnection, what would it be about? I know we had a great connection. I don't feel it ended. I feel that it's just he's going through some real tough things right now, and I went through some very tough thing. I got really sick. So that's the past. Moving forward to the present, I hope that I do continue to be communicate with him. I hope that it does happen. I think it will. I want to see if you see rekindle with us together again. And what do you see about where he's at right now? What he's doing right now? Thank you. If I need to clarify, please let me know.
Thank you, Tina. It's a night of connections here on Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places.
Oh, wow.
Let's see, who should we go first? How about you, Mama Cole? Why don't you lead us off on this one?
All right. Yeah, no, I already started pulling. So I do see this is almost like my shepherd popped out, which basically means a leading, kind of a very strong following. And, you know, it is through, there's almost a dedication to that type of work. You know, that's not the word I'm looking for, dedication, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. But it popped out with the lilies, and that indicates, you know, something that we've been growing. So I do see the effort that you've put in here. But it looks like there is some sort of third party here, and I don't always read the snake that way. A lot of times I see the snake as transformation, you know, and in a very positive, but in, a definite third party, with this one. And I can see your anxiety, the mouse popped out, and it almost looks like you're, I don't know if y'all know each other through social clubs or through social media. But there is a very social, very going with the flow type of component with it. But under all of that is that mouse and a lot of anxiety, a lot of like really worrying about this situation. And what I'm seeing here is you're just kind of sitting there speculating as much as hard as you can. I do see there will be some success in coming back together. Whether that will be the same connection that you had previously, I couldn't say. But it's going to take just a little bit of time, a little bit of oversight. But I've got the chapel, my storks, and my bear coming out, which tells me that, you know, with a little bit of effort and that will behind it. You will see a coming back together.
Yeah. I understand you. Beautiful.
Hopefully that helps.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sure did. That's amazing.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well, let's continue this good energy going and hand it off to Miss Beth.
All right. So to let Reverend James know, I will finish typing mine up when I'm done. You don't have to type out for me.
Thank you.
So
don't worry.
In the present, I have I kind of laid these out as what are we looking at with this relationship here so that you can not only understand your side of it, but also what his perspective is. And so in the past, you had a lot of things that were kind of competing for your attention and your interest and your passions in life. And so you were spread really, really thin in that way. But the relationship itself offered you both nurturing that you needed. You have the Queen of Cups representing the relationship. So both of you found a nurturing and an emotional support there that you didn't feel like you were getting anywhere else in your life. For him, he was the Four of Swords reversed. So almost a restless energy for him that is driven by some sort of either just anxiety, like just something in his life that is making him anxious, or actual generalized anxiety disorder. So something that keeps him feeling very, very restless most of the time. In the present, I have that you are the Four of Wands reversed in the relationship, and that's telling me that part of your miscommunication was probably about him not really feeling celebrated or recognized for all that he does in your guys' friendship. Possibly just feeling like you maybe missed some of the smaller details and it really bothered him. Also seeing the Hierophant reversed for what the relationship is. So it's not really a traditional friendship, but it's also not that it's veered into some like inappropriate romantic thing either. It's like just, it's almost like a very strong bond, a sibling that isn't your sibling. Someone who just kind of has that feeling of home. For him, he is presently going through things that are impossible. He's currently in the Two of Swords reversed. He has to make an impossible choice. And on top of making the impossible choice, he doesn't have the information he needs. So he is back to feeling incredibly anxious about this entire situation. And it's probably causing him to just shut down altogether. In the future moving forward, I have the Nine of Cups reversed for you. So things aren't going to necessarily resolve in the way that you want them to. But what we can do to help with that is know that it doesn't have to be exactly what we expect in order for it to be a positive outcome. So releasing expectation and just situation in which everyone is happy. The relationship card there is the Seven of Wands, which is a really great card. It's about having a high ground and defending it. So it shows that, you know, after all the twists and the turns and everything, things turn out in a much more positive way. And for his card, I actually got the Sun. The Sun is my favorite card in all of the tarot deck. It is a very positive card. It's basically saying that, you know, things are going to work out the way they need to. Hopefully, if he is needing some sort of support for all of the anxiety and the things that he's going through, he's hopefully getting it, so that he has that much happier outcome at the end.
Yes, that's beautiful, ma'am. What we both said, I follow everything through. Wow, thank you. Very talented, like the other lady. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Outstanding. And JD, would you like to jump in?
Wow.
First, again, I did a bone dice reading using the British method. asking about her relationship, and I rolled a 13, which says if you continue to persist in a bad situation, things will get worse. So to clarify this, I pulled several cards. The first card was the death card. This tells me that the relationship that you have been in with this man is come to an end right now. For whatever reasons it is, there is a definitive break. And that was followed by the moon card, which fits with what the prior reader was just discussing about his diabetes, his mental health, his intricacies that are going on in his own life. I followed that with the two of wands, which indicates to me that there is some form of distance between you two. I don't know if you guys live in different areas, but that part of the problem is also distance. Thereafter came the seven of wands, which can denote kind of trying to protect your area, but also defending off. Five of swords, which here is, you know, the loss of a battle and the devil card. And prior member mentioned that they also believe that there is someone else and even infidelity or another person. And I would have to say that based on what I'm seeing, that I would agree with that, that right now that the disagreement might be why the person broke things off with you, but that is not the true reason behind their behavior. Because the devil card is indicating that they are living a double life or that there's other things going on behind the scenes that you're not necessarily aware of. And that would follow with the moon card as well.
Yes. Interesting.
Thank you, JD. And Reverend James, do you have anything that you would like to add?
I don't really have a whole lot here to add. Everybody has been very thorough in their reading so far. I just pulled three quick tarot cards at the very beginning before anybody started talking either. And so I'm kind of on the same path with most of them. But what we have here is the moon, the two of cups reversed, and the king of cups reversed tells me that, you know, there was some things that had come up that maybe not necessarily either one of you had talked about a whole lot together, but just some feelings that had bubbled up that were not necessarily expected, not necessarily between you two. It could have been like one of the previous readers had said that, you know, you had a lot on your plate. They had a lot on their plate. Things just kind of started to drift apart a little bit. That's where we get to the two of cups reversed. You two kind of split ways, but and nothing here shows that it was explosive or aggressive or anything, and nothing shows here that you can't fix that. The king of cups reversed just says that he has some emotional things that he needs to work on, which I believe two readers already spoke on. And working through that is going to be what's going to get you to where you want to go. It's not that you can't get there. It's just not going to be, how do I want to put it? It won't be effortless. You have to put a little effort into helping him get over whatever his emotional problems are, or changing how you approach him, which could elicit certain emotions that are unwanted. So just some things that reaffirm what other readers have already said. I think you can get where you want to go. It's going to take a little bit of effort.
That's amazing. I want to ask you, did you all, well, you said I follow through, and I have identified my issue. You know, see, when I from the beginning, you're working an elder, and y'all did, I was able to identify my issue, where I know now, speaking to all of y'all, and just another thing before y'all quickly leave, did you find, if I now identify my issue, you did say that there could be a success in communication again?
Yes, I think a few of us saw that you could have success in where you're wanting to get to your goal. Absolutely.
Thank you. I have enjoyed your reading, and I hope people do call y'all. Y'all have held it to the bone. I want to congratulate y'all. It's been an honor and nice talking to y'all, and a lot of good energy. Thank you very much for your time.
You know, Tina, hold on real quick. I did want to sneak in here on my own here at the end.
The honor.
Spirit kind of pushed me into a little bit more additional information. With this situation, You know, I did pull three really quick cards for you. I came up with the Hermit, the Ten of Cups, and the Queen of Cups. The Hermit in this position, he's standing there alone. He's holding that lantern and, you know, just has that forlorn look on his face. And it really speaks to that you do have a little bit of – you almost feel like like some personal guilt in this situation, that whatever the source of the disagreement was, that you've held a lot of that onto yourself. And, you know, Spirit was calling to me and saying, you know, this is something that you really need to let go. This is something that is not, it's not going to serve you moving forward. And by holding onto that guilt or any level of kind of misgiving about this separation, split, what have you, it's going to hinder the potential for a positive outcome. You know, the Ten of Cups, it is a card of happiness, a card of joy. It really speaks to, you know, the positivity of human interaction, the loving relationships that we build. And it does pull together in the information that's already been shared from the other readers in a way to say there is a silver lining. There is a potential for this reconnection. But it is going to take some time. The Queen of Cups, jumping into this reading, is telling me that you definitely take some set some time aside to really analyze what happened, what led to what happened, and really take into consideration, you know, things that might be you might know, you might be seeing and able to read between the lines, but you haven't given them full attention yet. So releasing your feelings of personal responsibility towards whatever happened and forgiving yourself for whatever role that you had is going to be one of those things that starts to work on getting you moving towards that positive outcome. And actually, I'm going to call you back in, JD. JD added some root work for you into our chat.
Yeah, so what I added for you, what I think would be best for you, would be to do a sweetening jar to sweeten you both back together, to help foster forgiveness and to restore your relationship to what it was. And so in that, I would use a honey jar to sweeten you, just like honey does, deer's tongue herb for communication so they communicate with you, eyebright herb for them to see clearly through whatever happened and to see through this. Sweet loving herbs like rose, you can add lavender to calm, but you really want to add 2 balm of Gilead buds because those are used to foster forgiveness and bring nice reconciliation. Then pray over at Psalms 23 and 32 because the numbers return to each other. They're used for reconciliation work. While you burn pink candles on top, dressed with reconciliation oil. And I put in a link for you in case you wanted to just use the to go directly to Lucky Mojo, where you can order a kit that comes with all of it. But this would be great for you to help sweeten you back together and help foster forgiveness.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say real quick that if you didn't catch everything and if you need to go back and listen to any of this again, you can just, at the end of the show, you can hit refresh on this screen that you're already on, or if you go to the website to this show, and it will allow you to replay any of this information. So wherever you got the number to call here, if you're just calling in on the phone and you're not on the computer, there should be a link wherever you saw the number, and it should take you to the page to where you can re-listen to everything that we just talked about.
And I also do want to shout out one other thing is on the Lucky Mojo forum, we will be posting the chat transcripts, Tina. And for anybody else that is listening in today, the chat transcripts will be there and you can go back and read through the additional readings that our listeners are providing. So there's a lot of great information there too. But thank you for joining us tonight, Tina. We wish you the best.
Good luck.
All right. Fantastic. Moving right along. You know, we are going to bring in a longtime listener and friend of the show. She's here with us in the chat tonight. We're going to bring her on live on the air. Miss Phyllis Margaret Gabor, you are now live. How are you doing, Phyllis?
How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic and thrilled to have you here. And, well, why don't you share your question with the group?
It's kind of short and sweet. So I'll keep it on theme, too. My ex has recently contacted me. Going
to
go.
I think it phased out a little bit in the middle there. We got your ex recently contacted you.
That she said and go. So I think she means just tell me what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we kick this off with, you want to take it, Reverend James?
I can. I am shuffling my Letterman cards. And so now we're going to flip through until we find the people and see what's going on there. And if we see the heart card in there or the green card like we see here. Okay. So I would automatically, first thing I'm going to say is he... Well, let me ask this. Was he a decent person in bed? I'll take that as a yes. So what this is, what I've got here is we've got the bouquet, the ring, and the broom. So this tells me that is something that attracts you to him, and that is something that it can kind of be a little bit addicting about him in a way. But the broom is telling us that that's something we just probably need to move on out. I don't know exactly what's going on, how you guys broke up or whatnot, but this is saying sweep it to the side. I'm going to keep pulling some cards here just to see, you know, if something else pops up out of the way. Because I still want to see those heart cards and I want to see where you guys are in all of this. So we're still looking. Crossroads, tower, store, star. We're just going to sing the cards to you guys. Getting closer to the end here. So again, this is something that may drag out a little bit through the next few months. I'm going to say for the year, just because we started off with the mindset of 6 months, so kind of where my mind's still at. So I do see, does he live further away from you than you do right now? Because I see we have the canoe card and the heart card. Okay, so you're saying yes. So that it's showing me that he may be kind of traveling into your area soon. That might be something that's kind of sparking up why he's reaching out to you. Let's see. And yep, so that the next card is you. So he's traveling to your areas. That's what I'm assuming, unless you happen to be traveling to his. But since he's reaching out to you, I think it's that way. He may be coming by. You guys might hook up or something. If you want to do that, that's totally up to you. You know, you're empowered to do what you want as long as it makes you happy. But I definitely wouldn't hang on to this for something that's going to be long term. I would definitely not try to let him put feelings out onto me or to you know, latch onto me too tightly. because of that broom card. That broom card's saying that he's kind of some nasty business, or he's got some nasty business still attached to him, something like that. So that's what I'm seeing there for you, Phyllis.
Talk if you can hear me.
Well, there's Phyllis. Yes. You know, let's jump over to Miss Elizabeth.
I'm not going to do the whoopee voice, but I was tempted. So, point here that in all of this, you're mostly just curious about what it is that he wants, and you think that the way things are now, or the way they're supposed to be, you know, are supposed to be exes for a reason. But you're mostly just curious about what the heck is really going on. You are being reminded in the relationship spot here that you already know where this road leads and that there is no balance with him, that it's a whole lot of all and nothing, so, or all or nothing. So you don't even want to deal with that. But, yeah, I do see, you know, the Two of Cups coming through. Romance, wine and dine, but it's not anything to last. It's a very, very fast and fizzle type of deal. And for, it's almost like the universe is giving you this opportunity, not even to set boundaries or decide what that relation looks like or anything like that, but just to remind yourself that, like, you've moved on from this for a reason. And to make sure, like, literally the two cups I got for what the lesson in it is for you, or the two cards, I think I said two cups. The two cards I got are the Eight of Cups reversed with the Six of Swords. So, like, whatever emotional pull that you still feel pulling you back to that interest of, like, what is it that he wants, you got to follow your head on knowing that it's not worth the trouble.
Art, you there? I think you're muted again. Well,
Reverend
thank
James,
you,
I'll,
Beth.
Jump in. I'll just jump in and
thank you, JD. I was going to hand it over to someone, so yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know where he's at, but I just did my role, so I'll jump in and hopefully he gets back on. So first, again, I did bone die toss for you using the English method, and I pulled the number 11. And this indicates in this relationship, this is someone who comes and goes, come and goes. So this is a pattern of behavior that's happened in the past where he comes and then he's gone again. I would almost use the phrase ghosting. The second roll then I asked, well, what is going to happen? And I used a different dice method this time. I only used two dice and I got a 9. And, ultimately, if this is something you want, there's going to have to be clear, decisive action. Like, you're going to have to be very in control to make something happen, because otherwise it's going to just be that back and forth again. Now, based on then I used the Bible Tarot deck to clarify more about what's going on with him and the situation. The first card I pulled is the Devil. So I mentioned earlier about this sexual, you know, passion there. There's this connection between you two. That card comes out. I clarified this with King Solomon and the Grange. So there seems to also be some kind of financial connection between you two. I don't know if he reserves on you for his needs of money or owes you money, and there's this type of back and forth. I followed that then using the traditional Rider-Waite deck, and again, I pulled the Ace of Coins with Judgment reversed. So this tells me, one, he might be needing a handout, but also that Judgment can be a card of reconciliation, but when it's reversed, they're reconciling for the wrong reasons. This isn't someone who's trying to reconcile with you because they love and miss you and want a relationship with you, but their own selfish satisfactions, which would, again, clarify what the Devil card is indicating with me.
Very interesting. And let's jump on over to Mama Cole.
I was I was chomping at the bit when JD was finishing up there, because I did a method I haven't done in a very long time, actually, but where I went through, I'm using the Santa Muerta deck, and I went through and I found the Lover's card. The card through the shuffling is the card on his side is the way he's feeling. The card on her side is the way she's feeling. And I'm very much, like JD kind of hit it on the head. It's almost like we got the Seven of Pentacles reversed for him. So it's almost like a regret. Like he's counting up what he's done, where he's been, you know what I'm saying? Like he's divvying it all out and seeing where it lays for him, and it's almost like he has some regrets where you're concerned, but that doesn't necessarily mean he'll be coming out of a good space toward that. And hopefully that makes sense. But on your side of this, I got the Seven of Wands, which can, you know, indicate there's a very rushing sort of, okay, this is kind of exciting, but what about that house I built over there? What about that structure I have over there that I built for myself? So I do see that kind of what Beth was hitting on, that, you know, you and I believe Jamie too's, you've moved on from it, but at the same time, like, you're real curious about what it is. And I first drew from my Gypsy Witch deck, and I got the fish and the clover. So there's a lot of, like, the flow and, hey, kind of luck in that love department. There isn't a lot of room to breathe once things get going, if that makes sense. And then we come to the Eight of Hearts and the Cupid card. So the Cat's card and the Cupid card, and that just tells me there's a lot of flowery language going on here. He's really trying to sweet talk you, and you kind of like that. But really just keep your eyes open, because then we have the fox and the eye pop out together. There is some potential there. I'm not going to say there's not, because, you know, the Ace of Hearts, it speaks of beginnings to, you know, emotional situations. And, but it also being that fox also speaks to a need to kind of might want to play it coy a little bit. You might want to, you know, make sure that you're really seeing what's happening instead of just going along with what they want you to see. You want to use your cunning. You want to, you know, keep it and just keep your eyes open. He really is looking at you in some sort of way. it's not just sexual. It's not just that. But like I said, he's got some regrets, and that, you know, when you have emotions like that, it can turn into something. It's not. It can go to those darker places. So please be very aware of that.
Fantastic. Thank you, Phyllis, for joining us on air this week. Love seeing you in the chat, and I'm sure we'll chat with you soon. Take care.
You can hear me, but...
All right. We have time for... We have another reader or reading in the queue. Let me bring her on live. This is Nancy from Oklahoma.
Hello.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Doing well, doing well. What is your question for the team?
Do you see any movement in my love life at all?
All right. Short, sweet, and to the point, and continuing with the theme for tonight. Why don't you jump in first this time around, JD?
Sure. I was doing a die roll at this time. So I did, again, the bone die, the English version, and you pulled an 8. So I'm not going to lie. It's basically you are overthinking things and you will have difficulty in the love aspect. So is there some reason why you're not, you have restrictions, like you're not, you only date certain people, you don't use social media, because there's a little bit of difficulty. And the first card I pull is cards. So and my readings have been really dark today, and I'm really sorry about that, guys. But have you gone through a recent bad breakup? Because the Death in the Tower came out as my first two cards, followed by the Eight of Cups. And that's kind of, to me at least, like, this is over, it's done, I'm moving on, I'm kind of reaping my sorrows, and I'm moving forward. I don't know if you've gone through one recently.
But yes, I did go through one.
And is this something that still is a major part of why you're asking, like you're still working through this situation?
I would say probably the situation was not good, and it made me, I'm not that motivated, but sometimes I'm just not
sometimes
that motivated.
The thrill in the girl, get the thrill.
Trepidatious.
So the positive signs, though, is that you do pull the Sun card with the Wheel of Fortune and the Two of Cups by the Chariot. So I do believe the future shows positive love signs for you, particularly moving forward. I think especially with us being in the summer months, pulling the Sun card, that this is a positive time for you to get yourself out there and really start looking. The Wheel of Fortune, obviously, especially being direct, shows that things are going to start moving in your favor. Two of Cups. Now with a Chariot, again, like I talked with Balkan Diviner, this tells me that this might be someone who might not necessarily be in your city. So be open to someone who might be, I don't feel distance is super far, but that be open to a 30-minute drive, right? This might be someone that you have to meet at a slight distance, but it does actually look very positive that you can have a relationship as long as you let go of these. And with the Eight of Cups, this is like, peace out, I'm out, I'm walking away from this. And like I talked with Balkan about doing that cut and clear, like if there's still some emotional ties that are still holding you back from that devastating relationship, like do that work now to clear those emotions so that when you can go out and start having those things. And I would also suggest with the Sun and the Wheel of Fortune, attending more, you've been a little bit of a hermit, it seems, and you need to get out and start doing more social events, because it's at these, I almost want to say like fairs and things like that, that you are actually going to meet this person. So get out more.
Okay. That sounds positive, that part.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you, JD. And how about over to you, Mama Cole?
On my bed, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think I'm kind of honing in on a previous situation, honestly, because I'm seeing possibly a slightly younger person that it was real swift, everything that happened, but it looks like there may have been some infidelity or something of that that it kind of really broke your heart, it looks like. But they reaped what they sowed, and you moved on. What I am seeing going forward, though, is it does look like I see a more mature person coming in, real kind of a heady person or intelligent. You may actually, I'm seeing like emails. You may actually send a couple of emails back and forth before you actually start speaking and talking, and that plays into the distance. But I do see that it would be a very supportive, very communicative type of, because we did pull out the Eight of Hearts there, the cats. You see the mama cat and the baby cat on this one. And they, you know, the mama cat's just kind of overwatching as the baby plays. But it speaks to communication. Those eight speak to communication, with it being the hearts that speaks to emotional communication, right? And then, like I said, we have that more mature, I want to say it's a gentleman. It's definitely a masculine energy falling with that. So I do see there's something coming. But you may want to examine just to make sure whatever this betrayal was, because it don't look good, whatever this last person put you through. But make sure that you've really, truly gotten rid of all that, so that this new person coming in that seems really, really suited for you, maybe not for the long term, but definitely something that's going to last for a while. But, you know, we don't want to punish them for someone else's mistakes.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Thank you for letting me read.
Definitely. Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you,
Mama Cole. And sliding over to Reverend James.
All right. So I pulled some tarot cards, three tarot cards, and then as other readers were reading, I wanted to give a little more because just like in that previous situation, some things have already been revealed. But we'll go through this line by line here. We've got about four lines. So we have the Eight of Cups, which and then the Two of Coins, and then the Four of Wands reversed. So I feel like this was really speaking to exactly what JD was telling you. You had built something, you had tried to build something in the past, and then you ended up walking away from it. Now you're kind of juggling a lot of things, not really sure what to do. You feel a little unstable, especially whenever you're going out to try to meet some people. And that kind of leads to a lack of being able to meet people, which is the Four of Wands reverse. That's, you know, unable to make those connections, unable to create that, go out and have that kind of fun in social settings. So I pulled some cards from my Southern Appalachian Linderman deck. And we have the Clouds, the Fox, the Gentleman, and the Child. So this is talking about that man that we had walked away from before. Was he trying to start something new, like maybe a business or something that pulled his attention away from you? Did he have a child that he was, you know, I'm just trying to nail down if this is the right relationship that we're talking about, because this man with the Clouds and the Fox, it shows that he was a clever, but very manipulative person.
He had somebody else on the side.
Okay.
And
so
that is true.
That was probably him.
Definitely clever and manipulative.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So
sorry.
He was probably trying to start
that.
A new relationship. That's what that child is.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out whether
it
was a literal child or whether he was trying to start something like a business or, like you say, in this aspect, a relationship. Okay. So that's just kind of focusing in on honing in on that's kind of something that reflects what's causing your issues. Trying to find something now is what the hurt that he's created for you already, that's still lingering in the present. And that's the thing that you kind of have to work through. But moving forward, I have to agree with what Mama Cole was talking about already. She spoke about emails. We have the Moon, the Ring, and the Letter. That shows that you're going to have some kind of written correspondence with someone that's going to reveal a connection that you didn't know that you had. So whoever this man is that's going to be coming into your life, it will probably be more it could be like in the form of a Facebook direct message, you know, hey, I haven't seen you. Are you going to the, you know, school reunion this year or whatever, that kind of deal. Or it could be an email, it could be a text, but it's going to be something written. It's not going to be a phone call. Now, to help with your relationship, the cards that we have is the Little People, the Heart, and the Lady. And the Little People is a card in my deck that's not in other decks, but it represents good spirits of the land. So I don't know if you've had, like, if you've lived in the place where you live at most of your life, and if you've always had relationship issues, if that's the case, I would look at trying to do some work with local land spirits. You might want to check out the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour radio show that played yesterday. I'm sure we can get a link to you in the chat for that. It was on land spirits and how to appease them. You may just have a negative relationship with the local land spirits for whatever reason. If not that, it also represents your ancestors. Something, your ancestors could be holding you back for somebody that is to come that is exponentially better than anyone you have ever met in your life. So that it could just be you haven't met the right person yet, and when you do, you'll know it. And it would behoove you, if you don't already have a connection with your ancestors, to build an ancestor altar. And you may even be able to communicate with whoever is the matchmaker in your family tree. Okay.
So that's, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful reading. And moving right along to Miss Beth.
I almost forgot the mute button. I almost channeled my inner art. Okay, so what I want to focus on with your reading is the part of it that you can control, because we can't control what other people are doing and bringing this person to ourselves at this moment, because we have to do our stuff first. So the first thing I see here for you is the Ace of Coins, which is really focusing on a whole lot of potential for you. And one thing I want to ask you, but you don't necessarily have to answer, is if you've ever considered or have already dated women.
No, I haven't.
No.
I haven't considered it. Yeah.
Okay. So keeping in mind, Ace of Coins is literally showing you unlimited potential. And I asked that question because it kept coming up that it would be a queen. And I specifically asked the deck then, okay, is this a literal woman? And they said, you know, yes, be open to the concept. Yeah. So what I see is if we aren't doing this work on forgiving ourselves, because that's the biggest thing that is so hard for the betrayal, is the forgiveness you have to give yourself. You didn't let it happen to you. You were trusting because you cared. And so you have to forgive yourself for that. And don't let it change who you are.
Okay.
If you can work through that, you won't have an issue with fizzling out after 6 months. Because what I see otherwise is you meet people and then around 3 months, you're feeling really good about it. But then by 6 months, it's starting to fizzle out because everything is starting to feel like a red flag again, because that vulnerability is
strong. Okay.
And so they are asking you to persevere through that shadow work, through that journey within, and really choose to uproot, you know, the way you view that past relationship, the way you view potential partners and things like that, and just really dive into knowing exactly what it is that you want.
Okay. That's good advice.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Miss Beth. And actually, JD has added a little bit of root work into the chat for you. Why don't you jump in and share
that
with everybody, JD?
Yep. So thank you, Reverend Art. So what I was mentioning was making a mojo, but one that you would keep next to your device that you primarily use for communicating, such as nowadays a lot of people meet online. So making a mojo with a lodestone to attract, cinnamon to heat things up, rose petals for love, catnip to draw this man to you. You can add other love herbs like damiana, juniper. You want to add a come to me sachet powder because we're trying to draw someone to us, and three parrot feathers because parrots talk and communicate, so this will help bring communication to you. You will put this together and have the feathers sticking out of the mojo. and dresses with a come to me and look at me oil to really bring these new love options to you. And dress it with that oil once a week. And while you're on actively looking, like chatting, using social media, using these type of dating sites, keep it next to your computer and next to you. And when you meet someone and you want to increase that communication, take a yellow candle dressed with mercury oil, and you can burn that next to this bag that you made to help increase and to draw that communication out of them to help build that relationship to get things moving.
Okay. That sounds wild. Like effort, but I like it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Nancy. And hope to...
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hope to have you join us again soon. You take care.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
And we are actually down to the last couple minutes of the show and running out of time for bringing in new readings for the evening. But I did want to take a couple quick moments and shout out in the chat. We actually have links to the Working with Land Spirits show from the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Troll T, thank you so much for shouting that out. And there is a link for those interested in learning more about ancestor work, working ancestor altars and such. We did have a fantastic show on Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Miss Nikki Jean, formerly of Nashville, Tennessee, now of Chicago, Illinois. Dropped a link to that show as well in the chat. And I did allude to a few little surprises for tonight. And the Reading Palooza show definitely started out as a listener appreciation show. We love all of our folks that come in and support us week in and week out. We love new faces coming in to join the family. And with that, I want to do a shout out right now to Balkan Diviner 14 in the chat, Dr. Sweets, Hey Maganda, and Phyllis Margaret Gabor. Y'all have been with us, and Troll T, y'all have been with us since the beginning. And I have a special thank you for each of you. Drop me a message at the Mystics and Mages and Magical Places Facebook or Instagram, and you'll get to learn what the surprises are. Haha, still another trick up my sleeve. But that's all the time that we have for tonight. You know, I want to thank JD, Miss Beth, Mama Cole, and of course, Reverend James for another phenomenal reading palooza. We are going to be doing this yet again. If you didn't get a reading in tonight, stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram, and we will keep you posted. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you, Miss Beth, Mama Cole, and JD for joining us this week. Join us next week when we'll be welcoming another fine guest. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at folkconjure.com and at folkconjure on Facebook and Instagram, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.org, and on Hoodoo Psychic. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from folkconjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. For all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. And be sure to follow at Mystics Mages and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics Mages Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at the same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Much love to everyone that joined us tonight. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Beth, Cole, JD, couldn't have done it without you. Fantastic readings. Book a reading with your favorite reader. Check out their Facebook pages. Links will be at Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places on Facebook. Good night.